God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message called Complete and Courageous. As we open God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton, we want you to know that we're here for you. We believe that God is ready to empower you with great courage and great completeness by the truth of His Word. We have some wonderful resources, including our daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide that's absolutely free. Free for the asking at 866-899-WORD. Why don't you give us a call? That's 866-899-9673, or you can find it online as well at theencouragingword.org. Now let's discover more about what this complete and courageous message is about as we become more complete in Christ and more courageous in the way we live out that faith every single day. Here is Dr. Don Wilton.
Father, in these next few moments, you are going to speak to us. For some of us, like never before, we cannot sit in your presence when we spend our lives standing for our ball teams and to cheer one another and to celebrate the good things of life. And yet when we come into your presence, we find ourselves reclining in the seat of our own human satisfaction. And Father, today we believe that you are upon your throne. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the God of Abraham. And there is none like unto thee. And you have a word for us as a people. You have a word for us as a nation because you're on your throne. And Father, even during these few moments, as we worship you, we pray that a holy hush would come upon us, and that your grace would descend upon us, and that we would see the risen Jesus, and know that you are coming back again, and your coming is imminent, and only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will find their favor before a holy and a righteous God. And so our God and our King, we love you today with all of our hearts and we worship you as we pray this prayer together in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't it a joy to worship the Lord Jesus together? You know, I'm so happy to see you today. Most of you know that I've just returned from the Holy Land. I wish you could all go. But that's okay because we have God's Word. And God's Word is burning in my heart this morning. You might well say, well, Pastor, it's because you've been walking where Jesus walked. That's certainly an affirmation of that. And God has put a word in my heart long before I left for Israel. And there is a deep seriousness in my heart today. I'm not here to play games this morning. I'm here to enjoy the presence of the Lord, to be amongst a most wonderful, precious group of people, because I love you dearly. There's no greater joy for me, personally, than being right here in this place. And I love you from the bottom of my heart. You've allowed me to serve you for a quarter of a century plus, and it goes on. And I feel as though I'm just beginning. And God is speaking to my heart. Today, I simply share that with you as God's people. What I share with you today is from the depths of my love for you. And it all comes from the Word of God. So I'm going to invite you to open your Bibles in the Old Testament to Malachi chapter 1. That is the last book of the Old Testament. We're going to be in Malachi chapter 1. And verse 1. Listen to what the Bible says. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Let me read that again. The burden of God's word to the nation. That little word there, burden, is an in word. It's a powerful word. It's the word in the Hebrew text, Misha. You want to transliterate that, M-E-S-H-A. It literally means burden. It can be translated as the word oracle. The word oracle means to lift up your voice. I want all parents to look at me for a moment. All right? Moms, dads, grandparents, how many times in our lives do you not love your children more than you can ever imagine? But God puts a burden in your heart for them because you love them. And that burden is so pressing that you call in your daughter, your son, and you say, "My son, my daughter, I just have to tell you something." Now, it may not be what that son or daughter like to hear. In fact, they may not even want to hear it. And it's not about whether or not how they receive that message. It's that you have been entrusted and you know better. And some of you today, worshiping the Lord, that's why you've got a burden. One of the biggest challenges facing some of our children today is that some of them have parents who know better, but they're not willing to lift up their voice. Burdens are things. They positive things. They're things that have been impressed upon us that drive us, regardless, to take that and to lift up our voice. In the context of the book of Malachi, we could spend a lot of time talking about the history of it. The children of Israel had been divided and separated. They had come back from captivity. And Malachi was the last of the messenger prophets. There was Jeremiah, there was Ezekiel. And if you even think about Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 39, the prophet Jeremiah, through God speaking to the nations, says, if you do not carry the burden of what God wants for us as a people to know, God says, I will lift you up and I will cast you away from my presence, you and your city and your nation, you as a people. You think that you're special. You think you're anointed. You think that you occupy number one place in God's heart. But if you don't understand what God is saying, you're going to suffer an everlasting reproach. So Malachi, by the way, his name Malachi actually even means messenger. So Malachi, the prophet, who's the last one, the next prophet after Malachi who emerged was John the Baptist. There was no other prophet between Malachi and John the Baptist. So what did John the Baptist do? John the Baptist came, he was, watch this, the voice crying out with a burden in the midst of the wilderness. So here we have a great lifting up of the voice, this burden. The burden of the word of the Lord to the nation of Israel through Malachi. You know, God is going to use you to be that voice and me to be that voice. Listen, parent, if you don't lead the way for your children, who do you suppose will? You want to lead them to the school system? You want to lead them to the government? You want to let the local mall tell your children how to behave? You want MTV to guide them? You want the favorite show? You want the Kardashians to be the way in which they conduct themselves? You want them to date one another according to the bachelorette? Is that what you want? Or are you going to stand up and be counted? This is what comes through here in Malachi. This is my challenge. It's your challenge. The burden of the word of the Lord. I want to just break this down for us. Just for a few moments here today, let's just think about this. In many ways, when it came to Israel, this was a sweeping indictment of Israel. You and I as Americans need to wake up. We as individual people need to wake up. When it comes to God, doing business with God. And this word burden carries with it so many different ideas. It means to carry the word. It's not a burden for the people, it's the burden of the word of God for the people. My challenge for me is not that I think I'm just a jolly fine chap, which obviously I am. The word of God is being applied to me. It's a burden to share. It's a burden to treat God's word. This word in a manner which is worthy to the one who has given us this, who loves us. You know, when you get into even verse 2, I'm not even in verse 2, the very first thing that Malachi hears for the people is, I have loved you. God loves us. He loves you and He loves me. So may I say this, He's deserving of our burden for what He has to say, because He just loves us. He's given to us His Son Jesus to die on a cross, even that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How could this be that the Lord Jesus would love you and me so much that we can have full forgiveness, a full pardon of our sin, be reconciled to a holy and a righteous God? I have a burden. I got a burden because of the consequences. So I'm just talking as me, part of you. I watch some of you and the way in which you conduct yourself, and you are suffering the consequences of the manner with which you are receiving and handling and living out what God is saying to you. You need to stop that. You're suffering the consequences of it. Your behavior doesn't match what God is saying to us. Now, that's not the most popular thing in the world. Every time I step back from God's standard, I suffer the consequence, because God doesn't accept that. The lowest points in my life are always matched by the moments at which I am least in compliance with what God's telling me to do. Because He demands my obedience. He wants the very best for me. He expects me to live according to His commandments. So this is a burden. A burden really is something which is very hard to bear. Isn't it? It's a pressing down. I just need to tell you something, my son. I need to share this with you, my daughter. We do that as husbands and wives. And sometimes in fear and trepidation with those who are closest to us, we'll go up to someone who's a friend and we'll say, look, this is so hard for me to say, but I need to tell you because I think so highly of you. I put my arm around a young man that I love very dearly not too long ago. And I just spoke to him. And I just did it in a very loving way. And I did it because he just repeatedly called me Don. You say, well, what's the big deal about that? Everybody calls me Don. Not a young whippersnapper. And I put my arm around him and I said to him, you do not call me Don. Do you understand me, son? I'm Dr. Don. I'm Pastor Don. I'm Mr. Wilton. Call me anything, but you don't call me Don. I said, the time you call me Don is when I give you permission to call me Don. Do you understand me? And then I put my arm around him and I said to him, listen, my friend, let me give you counsel that very few people will get. You're a young whippersnapper. You've got lots of potential. You are going to do great things. When you go off to college and when you're around, you treat your elders with respect, boy. And when you treat them with respect, you won't be able to handle all the respect that comes back in your direction. But as long as you treat older people with disrespect, you're going to spend your young life dodging bullets, being out of whack, and with older people keeping you at a distance. Some of you need to get a life. And if we teach young people how to conduct themselves, how much more so ought we not to when it comes to who God is? If we love one another to that point at which we passionately pass these things on, how much more so? Listen to it. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Actually a beautiful thing. It's powerful. What do you think we are losing even in America? Just a basic human dignity and a respect. We're a people who wallow around in the sewers of society. We are becoming the disgusting. How much more so when it comes to the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Here we have God's servant standing in the presence of God saying, God, I know that you love me, and I know that you love your people. Give me a burden for them. Do you know the burden there was not just simply a personal thing? It had nothing to do. We can talk about respecting one another and the way we speak and we conduct our politics and all of these other things that go on. But folks, the issue at hand is the word of the Lord.
Please forgive the interruption. We'll be back in just a moment with more of the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. But we want to remind you, we are connecting online at theencouragingword.org, a place where you can not only find this message in its entirety, including some of the things we weren't able to include on the air today, but also other resources that will help you grow in your faith. It'll also let you know where you can watch The Encouraging Word, whether you want to stream online or tune in tonight across the globe as we're broadcasting at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time on TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network. We'd love to have you join us and invite a friend. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
It's the word of the Lord. And you see here in Malachi, this is placed squarely in the context of what God has to say. And this is a tough thing to deal with because the word of the Lord gives a rebuff to human pride. The word of the Lord. Human nature does not like this message. The word of the Lord collides with the vanity of human intellect. It doesn't fit naturally into my economy. I don't just fall out of bed and say, you know, I just want to hear what God has to say. And Israel had increasingly, despite the blessings of God, had found themselves beginning to develop this disdain for the things that God had said. And here comes Malachi with a burden. Well, what about this word? I wish I had time to break it down for you today, but it's a word concerning God's love. What He says, I have loved you, says the Lord. It's a word concerning blemished sacrifices. Look at verse 7 with me. He says, how have we despised your name? By offering polluted food upon my altar. It's not good enough just to come to church and to be part of a church and to claim the things that we claim. And when it came to Israel, it doesn't matter that they went about making so-called somehow sacrifices. God required the sacrifice of an open heart before the Lord, obedience, Christian discipleship, and nothing else would satisfy. A heart of worship, which we believe is a word concerning blemished sacrifices. It's a word concerning bold proclamation. When you get into chapter 2, Malachi gets on to the preachers. He gets on to the Sunday school teachers. Gets on to the disciple makers. Listen to what he said. I want to read this, some of this to you. Chapter 2. And now, O priests, this command is for you. If you will not listen, if you will not take to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send a curse upon you. I stand here today in fear before God, lest I run foul of not sharing God's truth with you in order to curry favor with someone or to be more accepted. Look what he says here. Then I will send the curse upon you and I will curse your blessings. Indeed, I've already cursed because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your offspring, the sins of the fathers. Be careful how you live, sir. Your children are watching you. And he begins with preachers like me. I think what he's saying to me is, don't get up in that pulpit and sound all spiritual and holy and then get out of the pulpit and act any way you want to. Can you feel the challenge of that? It's almost not fair. Why can't you just let your hair down when you're out of sight? Look at verse 3. Behold, I will rebuke your offspring. I'll spread dung on your faces, the dung on your offerings, and you will be taken away with it. So shall you know that I've sent this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi may stand, said the Lord of hosts. My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave this to him. It was a covenant of fear, and he feared me. By the way, that word there, fear, is not, ah, oh no. It's a sense in which God is saying, do you know who I am? That word fear there, don't misinterpret that. It's an awesome sense of respect that I'm dealing with God. God is in the house. God is in my life. God is in my home. God is the leader of the church through the Lord Jesus Christ. True instructions, verse 6, was on his mouth, and no wrong was found. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned from many iniquity. Look at verse 7. For the lips of a priest should guard knowledge, and people should seek instruction from his mouth. So here's what's happened in America. We've decided, no, we're not going to do it God's way. We're going to give wherever we want to. We're just going to go and do this and do that and do. It is one of the most difficult things ever to deal with because there are so many wonderful places and organizations. That's offerings. Tithe comes to the storehouse. That's what God says. And he says, test me. I invite some of you to test God. Try. Start. Say, man, I can never give 10% of everything I earn. One of the questions I get all the time is that before, after my medical expenses. Here's your question. Do you want God to be involved in your medical side of your life? Yes or no? Before or after my retirement? You want God to be involved in your retirement? You say to him, look, everything except my retirement. Well, then you're on your own. And you know, these things are burdens. This is the word of the Lord. It's not just about giving. Do you know how many people in America just about pitch a fit when anybody starts talking about giving to the church? I'm not saying here, but across America. You can talk about giving to build 25 new colored poles that surround the mall and everybody's in. There are lots of wonderful things. Do what God's telling us to do. Just follow God. This word we believe is so, it's a wonderful word. It's so strong. Just follow God concerning God's love, concerning blemished sacrifices, bold proclamation, concerning his word to a sinful nation. Man, I tell you, you come when we touched down last night in Atlanta, I want to get out that plane and just get down and give the ground a big old kiss. No more beautiful nation than America and the American people. That's why we've got a burden. We are so blessed. Our churches, our families, our stadiums, our restaurants, our trees and rivers and mountains and parks, our people. Let's turn back to him. We've got evidence everywhere that we're falling apart. Just look at Congress. Congress is in a shambles. It flies a flag of disgust for the entire world to watch. And if you don't know it, folks, American behavior is on television all over the world. And they revel in showing the worst parts of us. If you think CNN's bad here, watch it overseas. You want to crawl in a hole. It's an abomination. But so much of it is true. And we are the people of God, the burden of the word of the Lord to this world that we care about. Why do we care? Because we know that God's people are being summoned before God's tribunal. That's why we care. We know that there are consequences for the way in which we treat God's word. We know that eternity is at stake. I want you to know why I care. I care because I care for you. People matter. You matter to me. I love you, man. I care about you. I care for children. And for marriages, and for families, and for our school kids, and our young people. I care. It means something to me. I really love you. It matters to me. That's what Malachi is saying. There's a passion that drives him. It matters to me that you're not happy, my friend. That matters to me. I want you to know what it means to be forgiven. That matters to me. It matters to me that your marriage is not going well. It matters to me that you're going through surgery. It matters to me that you're concerned about your children. It matters to me that you're struggling to make ends meet. But most of all, it matters to me, not because I'm standing here saying, well, look at me, because I'm no different to anybody else, but because I know that God loves me, and I know that Jesus has forgiven me. It is an amazing thing to think that Jesus, my life, folks, some of the stuff I've done, I am the least qualified person to stand, but by the grace of God, it matters. That's why we care. There's a world out there that we care about. I care. It matters to me. I'm here for you. Which means we've got to close out with where he says by Malachi. It has to do with the people. Oh, I'm in. I'm sorry, but you stuck with me. You put up with me. Silliness and all the foolishness and all the fun and all the laughter and all the struggle. This church is not filled with saints, filled with sinners. Saved by the grace of God.
We're the church where everyone can invite anyone. Come to this place to encounter the living one. There's nobody here who's more important or more up, more down. Listen, we're just a group of people who are coming into the favor of God, that God would love us. This is something we share. I want you to know, don't walk out of here and keep living like you're living. We're about to embark for the next several weeks on Complete and Courageous. This year, this new year, could our resolution be, we're going to be complete and courageous in Christ. I'm going to ask you something today. I'm going to ask you, do you share the burden of which you and I are a part? God's word is God's word. Come on now, let's lead the new charge. Anyone that's going to just say, I'm in. We are a unified, happy, united by God's grace. The best is yet to be. Folks, I want to be someone. I want to be like Malachi. I'm just one. I need some help. Can you imagine if just like 5 or 6 thousand of us said, let's do this? You say, what? I challenge you to get up in God and say, what? He just says, do. God opens the what. He just wants us.
Sometimes we think there's more, but God just wants you, just as you are. Dr. Don would often remind us God loves us just the way we are, but too much to let us stay that way. Let us pray you through the next. Whatever step that is, whatever decision you need to make, we'd love to connect with you. You can call us on the phone right now at 866-899-WORD. We would love to speak with you, pray with you. Put some tools in your hands that'll help you grow to be more complete and courageous in Christ. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.
Across America, there are different views on when life begins and when it should end. What do you believe? What does the Bible say? When does life really begin? Join Dr. Wilton as he teaches biblical truths with compassion straight from God's Word in his classic and timely message, The Sanctity of Human Life. Plus, you will receive 2 bonus gifts, Why Pro-Life and Counterculture in a World of Abortion. These powerful ministry resources will help equip you with the facts to see life through the lens of God's Word. Request The Sanctity of Human Life, a classic and timely message on CD, and the bonus gifts for your gift of any amount to The Encouraging Word today. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Thank you for your support as we continue to proclaim God's truth around the world.
It's been a great day of studying God's encouraging word together. I hope you'll join us the same time tomorrow, as Dr. Wilton's message is a picture of the church. It's all right here on The Encouraging Word.